first of all, given that we're premiering your film, can you tell us, is it ready?
It's almost ready. We've got last minute editing and there's one more thing we need to film and then it's a wrap. Yeah.
Will it be ready?
Yeah, it will be ready in time, yeah, for sure.
Matt will be very relieved to hear that. I mean, tell us what the film's about.
It's basically about the top boulderers in the UK and what they've been up to for the past 2 years, basically, and the movement that starting to climb really high things above bouldering mats and hard climbing, basically.
Take a step back for anybody who doesn't know what bouldering is.
Sure. Bouldering's basically trying to do the hardest possible moves, usually quite close to the ground with the use of crash mats. No ropes are involved at all.
And so when you say you're taking it to the next hard level, how high are we talking about?
Between sort of 8 and 10 metres is the sort of new standard. You need a lot of crash pads for that, and sort of only the top climbers have access to the amount you need really now. So yeah, I think it's a step towards the future.
And how come, I mean, how come you set up Outcrop Films?
Well, basically we climbed with Rich and myself climbed with all these guys that were filming and watching them do these things. I mean, I was a photographer, so I took photos of them quite a lot, but seemed ashamed to not film them and let other people see what was happening.
And just give us a taste of who's in it, where have you been?
It mainly centres around three climbers, really. Ned Fearley, who's the current British bouldering champion. Dan Varian, who's really strong. And Mickey Page, who's even stronger, really. And then quite a few other guys as well, but very loosely based around those three.
And is it mainly filmed in the Peak District, or have you been further afield?
But a lot of it in the Peak District, because that's where the best climbing is, really. And then we've been up to Northumberland and the North Yorkshire quite a bit as well.
And I mean, it seems like it's really widely anticipated. A lot of trailers getting a really good reception. What's the secret? Why is it?
I think there's not really been a bouldering film, a sort of good bouldering film for about 10 years now in the UK. The last one was Stick It by Slackjaw Productions, who are based in Sheffield too. And people are keen to see what's been happening in the UK for the past 10 years, really. It's moved on a lot.
And I know we're coming up to an Oscar season, and there's always a lot of talk about the state of the British film industry. I mean, what's it like running a film company? I mean, I'm presuming you're on a pretty shoestring budget.
Yeah, well, when we started, we didn't really have a budget. It only sort of came in halfway through when we were filming from 510 and Arteryx, who helped out a lot. And it'd be nice to get a bigger budget for sure, and then we could improve the capabilities that we have, and hopefully in the future we'll have that.
And what future plans have you got?
More films I'd like to make.
Bouldering or different sorts of climbing?
No, different aspects of climbing, really. There's never been a UK sport climbing film, which is type of climbing which uses bolts for protection in rock and ropes, basically. And I'd like to have a look at that, really.
The next Alistair Lee.
Don't know about that. Alistair's pretty big these days.
And what's so special about the Peak District climbing scene and the Sheffield climbing scene?
For about 20 years, all the climbers in the country seem to congregate in Sheffield, and you know, there's a good scene, a good range of indoor walls, and all the crags in the Peak District are reasonably close together, so you don't have to drive far, and it's a good centre, really.
And we're here with tonight's the first of the expert nights. We've got running nights, and then we've got the bike night. I mean, do you think Sheffield's got a genuine claim to be sort of an adventure capital of the UK?
Yeah, I definitely think so. I mean, so close to the Peak District, 10 minutes away, and you know, you've got access to running, mountain biking, climbing, and paragliding, everything, really. Yeah, I think it's centre, really.
And just on today's news, what do you make of Tom Randall and Pete Whittaker's climbing of the Centre of Century Crack? We're going to have an expert night with them on the 23rd, talking about it.
It's amazing. They've trained for years to do that, so it's really impressive, and it's had a lot of attention from top climbers before, so yeah, really impressive.